Hey guys, welcome to CryptoLife 365 day 44. I'm Michael Tazzoni and I am not a lawyer, but I have had some law classes and I have a couple of friends who are lawyers. So what comes after this is not legal advice exactly, but it is pretty damn close. So today was pretty big news in the Bitcoin world where the SEC, at least one of their people, said that SEC does not consider Bitcoin and Ethereum as securities. A lot of people are really excited about this, that yeah, this is great. SEC does not need to, is not going to be regulating Bitcoin. Supposedly, they're thinking that this may lead to a couple of other banks opening up, or not banks, investment banks, starting futures markets or futures-based investments in Ethereum and other crypto. So lots of people are excited, think that this is a kind of a big news or this is great. I'm here to tell you it's really not a surprise. So with regards to what is and isn't a security, and by the way, this will apply just as well to if you want to look at investments like ICOs or any other crypto investments, and if you're curious whether this is something that ethical or not, might be something that SEC will go after. SEC judges what is and is not a security by a fairly simple, straightforward standard, and it's called the Howey test. So the Howey test is based on a 1946 Supreme Court case, the SEC versus Howey, which was, it's a real estate investment for growing oranges. Basically, you look it up online, it's you can probably search Howey, H-O-W-E-Y test. It'll give you lots of information on Wikipedia and Investopedia and other places. But effectively, what a Howey test is three basic questions to find out if something is a security. First one, is it an investment of money? In other words, are you giving money to somebody else? Investment of money meaning that you are giving the money to somebody else to control. The second one, oh, and by the way, it doesn't have to be just money. It could be anything of value. So, for example, Bitcoin is an investment of money. There was a case with involving Trendon Shavers. I mentioned him a couple of episodes ago, where he was running with people who accused him of running a Ponzi. He tried to defend himself by claiming that he only collected Bitcoin, not money. But the judge declared that Bitcoin was money, so it still stood. Anyway, investment of money or value is the first one. The second one is there an expectation of profits from this investment? Even if the seller, who the guy you're giving the money to, is not promising any profits, are you giving him this money expecting to get a profit back? Has there ever been like some sort of a hint for that? Number three is the profit that you're expecting coming from the work being done by the person you invested in, by the promoter or third party? So effectively, is the money you're giving to them, are you expecting to make a profit based on the work that you expect them to do? So if you look at a stock, for example, you are giving your money, when you buy a stock, you're giving your money to a company. The money is being held and being controlled by the company. You're expecting the company to generate a profit because that's what corporations are supposed to do. And you are expecting that this profit will be created by the work that this corporation does. So a stock is definitely a security. If you look at ICOs, most of them are pretty much the same, unfortunately, where you are giving money in exchange for a token or representation of this money, and you're giving it to specific people, the people who are raising money for the ICO. You are giving them money because you're expecting that this ICO will give you a return, and this money is being used by the people who are who took this money in exchange for this token in order to actually work it and provide you this profit. So unfortunately, that means that most ICOs are actually securities, and that's probably how the SEC will rule it. There are some ICOs that are supposed to be utility tokens. Those are the kind of range. The one that might not be a security would be, for example, a token that is redeemable for services later. So that would be like you're prepaying a gift card of sorts, or prepaying for a certificate that you can get later, and you don't expect a profit from that. So you're just kind of like funding it like on a Kickstarter. With regards to Bitcoin, Bitcoin doesn't fit, or it fails the Howey test, as does Ethereum to a point. So Bitcoin, when you're buying it, you're not actually investing money in anyone or anything. When you're buying Bitcoin, all you're doing is giving your cash to somebody else who happened to have Bitcoin who's selling Bitcoin. When you're buying Bitcoin, there is a chance you're probably buying it because you have an expectation of profit, so that does fit, unless you're buying it in order to actually use it as money to buy something that you can buy with dollars, like buy stuff on Open Bazaar that I mentioned yesterday, for example. And when you're buying Bitcoin, there are people who are working on making Bitcoin more profitable just by making it more usable as money. People like me and my friends who are working in this space. But we are not making Bitcoin profitable specifically because we're trying to create some sort of profit within Bitcoin itself. All we're doing is creating businesses in the economy around Bitcoin, with Bitcoin simply going up in value as a result. So maybe it fits the third one, kind of, sort of, maybe not. There is maybe the second one, because the expectation of profit is kind of there because Bitcoin is a deflationary currency. But anybody who invested in December, for example, definitely did not get any profit. But there's definitely no investment of money aspect of it, because you're not investing in somebody else. All you're doing is trading one commodity for another commodity, and dollars, by the way, they're effectively a commodity too. So there's no investment, it's just a trade. So because of that, Bitcoin is not a security. Ethereum, it kind of sort of was similar to it in a way, in a sense that people who bought Ethereum, the idea behind Ethereum is that it's a platform that will allow you to run contracts and other things, applications, decentralized applications on the platform itself. So in a way, it was kind of like a company or a software product where you invested in money by buying Ethereum in order for, in expectations that eventually Ethereum, the product that would allow people to run these decentralized apps, would become more successful or more profitable, and then later on you can use Ethereum to either purchase these apps directly by paying for them to be able to run them on Ether, or sell Ethereum to other people who'd be able to do the same thing. So Ethereum was in a way kind of a utility token, but with Ethereum it's a little bit more vague, because there's no specific single person behind Ethereum. It's also a decentralized network. Like Vitalik Buterin, he was the one who invented and created the idea of it. And there were people who initially raised money by actually promoting the idea and selling the first Ether. But Ethereum itself is not exactly a company. So if it was a security, it would... there wouldn't really be anybody specifically to go after, I guess. So with regards to the Howey, is it an investment of money initially? Maybe. Right now you're just trading Ethereum for Bitcoin or for dollars, just like you would with Bitcoin itself. So you're not actually investing in somebody, in a company. Expectation of profit, maybe. Profit comes from the efforts of a promoter or third party. Not so much. It's there's no actual third party anymore. It's a decentralized network as well. So, SEC made, well, it didn't make a ruling. Somebody in SEC made a statement. But honestly, the statement was pretty much a already expected. So, it's great that people think it's nice and maybe the price will go up because of it, but it's not really that big of a deal. So sorry to poop on people's parade, but there you go. But hopefully this also helps you figure out how to evaluate other investments you may be getting into. And please be aware that although I'm not a fan of SEC or regulatory bodies in general, things that you would invest in that might get considered as a security could actually get in trouble to the detriment of you and everybody else who invested in that product. So please be careful. Anyway, that's it for today's lesson. Tomorrow I will be at CryptoLina conference early in the morning. Gotta at least be there to support my fellow speakers and other people there. Really looking forward to meeting some familiar old faces there as well. And I'll be around, so if you're in the area, please stop by, say hi. I'll be happy to talk to you. Anyway, see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.